Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gandhi.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Rights group Amnesty International says Zimbabwe's human rights record remains poor despite safeguards incorporated into the new constitution.
What we are seeing today is that citizens have to resort to approaching the constitutional court to get their rights protected. This is a very costly exercise. The government should be proactive.
MDC leader Morgan Tsvangirai says his party has lost a dedicated cadre following the death of its security director Benson Muchineuta at his Glenora home early today.
The entire MDC family is shocked by the death of Benson Muchineuta. His popular name was Okolo. He was in the close protection unit for the then prime minister.
And the newly elected ZINASU executive says the government should reinstate the loans and grant scheme to allow struggling students to afford university and tertiary education.
The MDCT is mourning the death today of its security director, Benson Muchineuta, who died earlier today at his home in Glenora. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from the capital.
Muchineuta, popularly known in MDC circles as Okolo, reportedly died in the early hours of today after a short illness. Muchineuta was among a few lieutenants who became Mr. Tsvangirai's bodyguards at the formation of the MDC in 1999. He rose through the ranks to be in the close protection wing when the unity government was formed in 2009. At the time of his death today, Muchineuta was the MDCT security director. MDCT officials said Okolo died at his house in Harare's Glenora suburb, but mourners are gathered at the family residence in Highfield. The opposition's national spokesperson, Douglas Monzora, said his party is in shock following the death of their party cadre.
The entire MDC family is shocked by the death of Benson Muchineuta. His popular name was Okolo. He was in the close protection unit for the then prime minister at the time that of the inclusive government. He was very effective and he did help maintain security of the prime minister. He was then promoted to being the director of security within the MDC. This is the position that he was holding up to the time of his death, and he was responsible for the security situation within the party. He died after a very short illness, and some of us did not even know that he was ill because of the shortness of the illness, and he died at home in Glenora, although mourners are gathered at 1570 in Lusaka, Highfield.
Mr. Tsvangirai's spokesperson, Luke Tamborinyoka, described Muchineuta as a committed cadre, adding that the former prime minister, who visited the deceased family home in Highfield earlier today to pay his condolences, was saddened by Muchineuta's death.
He served the struggle for democracy to the best of his ability. I also think that his story would not be complete if we don't mention the confidence that the party leadership had, particularly Mr. Tsvangirai, because of the fact that he was one of the first bodyguards of Mr. Tsvangirai, together with Mr. Namom Sekiwa. It is not a job that you just do. You are not just hired as an ordinary person, but there are elements of trust, there are elements of confidence, which make one get appointed to those to such a post. And so Mr. Tsvangirai is the loser due to the death of Mr. Muchineuta. That is why today he took time out of his busy schedule to visit the family, and on Wednesday you will also be in Buhera to see this man being laid to rest.
Meanwhile, Mwanzora urged the party's leadership to put aside their differences and concentrate on what he called the struggle for democracy in Zimbabwe. Mwanzora said all MDC members who passed on will rest in peace if the MDC delivers change to majority Zimbabweans. Mwanzora said it is also saddening that his party's members who are passing on are doing so at a very tender age.
It's a very, very sad thing. In fact, the number of young people who are dying in this party is very, very frightening. We lost Chikadaya, who was in the youth department. We lost Mafikeni. We lost quite a number of youngsters, Tendai and Isabel Mukosi. These are people who are below the age of 40, and some of them were actually in their 20s. It is a very saddening thing, but it is also a very sobering thing that the family of the MDC must stop any squabbling and concentrate on the business at hand. These people must never die in vain. We must be able to deliver a new Zimbabwe so that their dreams are realized. That's the only favor we can do to them. We know that quite a lot of our strong cadres have passed on. In fact, the strongest have passed on. But that should act as a motivation for us so that they would not have died in vain.
Muchine Uta, who was 44 at the time of his death, joined the MDCT Leader Security Department at the formation of the opposition party in 1999. Okolo, as his friends in the MDC family called him, is survived by his wife and a number of children. He will be buried in his rural home of Buyera Wednesday. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.